Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
Welcome in, everybody. It is late on this Thursday night to the Rebel Report. Very short edition of the Rebel Report tonight. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here. Ole Miss just wrapped up a dominating win in game one of the series over Auburn. So we'll do a little quick recap of that. This can be a very big win if they make it count. We'll talk about that and more on this edition of the show. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to follow on Twitter if you have not already. B-O-R-K-E-Y is how you spell the last name. And subscribe to this podcast wherever you get them. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And this edition of the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Toyota of Brookhaven, they're on Exit 40 in Brookhaven. And they are a place that will take care of you like you are a person. You'll have truly a great car buying experience at Toyota of Brookhaven. They have their online inventory is outstanding. So if you don't live in the area, check out toyotaofbrookhaven.com before you go so you know what they've got. They've got great interest rates as low as 1.99% on Tundras in particular. If you tell them I sent you, you get $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota. $1,000 on me, any in-stock new Toyota. Check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. They will deliver. 9-2, the final. We'll do a little box score house cleaning in this game and then give a few thoughts here. 11 hits for Ole Miss. 11 hits for Ole Miss. In those nine runs, you had Sanford, Hill, Unimark, Furness, Folly, Reuter, and Mormon all hit the baseball tonight. Furness had three hits in this game. Mormon had three RBI. Unimark had two RBI. Scattered around as a bunch of one RBI nights as well. Pair of doubles, Luke Hill and Will Furness. Furness is, though, rather inconsequential, but still a pair of doubles there for Ole Miss. They really, top to bottom in this lineup, really put pressure on Auburn's pitching, and it was a really good night at the plate when it comes to patience and working counts. And although there was another moment where you had two on and no out and try to lay down a bunt, and two bunt attempts were awful, and then it led to a strikeout. Other than that, it was a much better night at the plate for Ole Miss's offense. But the story of this game is Hunter Elliott. That was easily the best pitching performance that he had this season. That is a really, really good and more specifically, a really hot Auburn team coming into this weekend. They're, what, number two in the RPI? Yeah, number two in the RPI going into this game. And they have been, although, you know, not as good on the road because nobody is as good on the road, but Auburn has been playing great baseball right now, and he goes out and just completely shuts them down. Seven complete, eight strikeouts, did walk a pair, but that's all he did. Scattered four hits and did not even reach 100 pitches. Did that on 96 pitches in the game. That was the Hunter Elliott that you were hoping that you were going to get this season. And, I mean, frankly, he's been getting better over the last few weeks, and that kind of feels like the theme of the starting pitchers in particular, and really this pitching staff. I know that it got weird there in the ninth for Ole Miss. That was certainly not a perfect end of game. McCausin should have probably just seen it through, but really it doesn't matter when you're up 9-0. But it feels like this Ole Miss pitching staff is, quote unquote, peaking at the right time. Now that I said that, they're going to get shelled over the next couple of games and lose the series, but the pitching has steadily improved, but this was truly dominant from Hunter Elliott tonight. That was the Hunter Elliott of old. That was vintage him, and he was just absolutely outstanding tonight. He was really tough last week at Mississippi State and put a good outing there as well. But it seems like they're getting better. Like this pitching staff is continuing to improve. And I think that's a direct credit to Mangrum, the pitching coach. So really nice night from Elliott. I liked what I saw from McCausland as well. Again, I think he probably should have finished the game. But what does this win count for? It's have not seen what this one individual win does for the RPI yet. Of course, what we'll have to see. Ole Miss was 18 going into the weekend. But this can be a huge win if they make it count for something. You know, you saw the graphics during the broadcast. The regional projections are reflective of what the committee is likely to do. Like the guys at D1 don't just throw stuff at the wall and make it stick. They understand how, you know, the committee operates and how this works. And you know, you look at the resumes of some of these teams. And I mean, looking at the RPI right now, if West Virginia is going to host, they have an RPI of 23 and a strength of schedule, at least according to D1, of 267. Oh, that's non-conference. Hold on. Let me find. Yeah, 267 is currently what their strength of schedule is. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And quite frankly, the fact that we're even having that particular conversation is reflective of kind of like a broken process to begin with, but the committee doesn't necessarily give host sites to the best 16 teams in college baseball. So that's why you have somebody like a West Virginia in the conversation. That's why you have that. So I don't think Ole Miss is going to get a host, maybe even regardless of what happens this weekend, but that is most definitely something that they can be playing for. It's entirely possible that if they get the next two, they play themselves into a host, getting to 17 SEC wins with a resume that looks as good as theirs. Now, they're going to have some difficult losses as well, and that's an unfortunate part of Ole Miss's resume now. It's really good. It's really high level, but also you've got a handful of bad losses mixed in there as well. But I mean, again, D1 had West Virginia hosting as a 16 seed, NC State as the 15. NC State right now has an RPI of 25. I mean, they are currently behind Ole Miss in the RPI going into the weekend, and a win over Auburn is certainly going to improve Ole Miss's. They have TCU. Let's see where TCU is. So TCU's RPI is ahead of Ole Miss. Okay, fine. Oregon State and UCLA. So Oregon State in the RPI is 6. They're fine. UCLA 10. Okay, so we're really only talking about West Virginia and NC State, but that's reflective of what the committee's likely going to do. So too many SEC teams, too many cooks in the kitchen could possibly be hurting Ole Miss, but they have been backsliding now for a few weeks. And to come out and to turn this one win into a series win over the number two RPI team entering the SEC tournament, more importantly, the postseason, with an increased level of confidence is huge, because they would have at that point gotten through an SEC schedule. The pitching, like I said, seems to be improving every week. They, as a two seed, and there's only just a few options where they can go, because you know they're not going to get put in an SEC team's regional. So you're talking about possibly West Virginia or Raleigh or Fort Worth or Corvallis or UCLA or Conway. I mean, I know Coastal Carolina's been playing great, but those options are very good baseball teams that would not be able to overwhelm Ole Miss talent-wise really in any way, shape, or form. So can they, if nothing else, turn tonight into some momentum? You would hope so. They won the first game of the series in impressive fashion last week, and it cost them. Will it this weekend? I don't know, but that is an excellent start to a series for Ole Miss. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. Get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you for all of your Mississippi business technology needs. Check them out. Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection. You can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. First message, doesn't the committee count the Gov Cup as a conference game? Yes, essentially yes, they do. Say Luke Hill is in a little bit of a hitting funk, needs to snap out of it. I mean, did have a double tonight, an RBI double tonight, and he was 1 for 3, also walked. So, I mean, came up to the plate 5 times and got on base twice, including a double. So, the inconsistency swung back the other way tonight. Yeah. Felt like a really important response after last weekend, though. Obviously, they have 2 more games to play, but can't really complain about what they did tonight. Absolutely. I mean, just a perfect start to this weekend. That's exactly what you needed. Elliott's getting better and better. The last 3 starts for him have been great. And, I mean, his command has gotten better as well. He's starting to figure out the free bases and stuff like that. So, yeah. McCausland should still be able to go again this weekend if needed. Yes. And that's probably why they didn't extend him, just to come back to him later on. But did not have to use Morris tonight, so that is certainly a win. Need to be playing well going into the postseason. Even without a host, they just have to be better. Absolutely. Now 16th in the RPI. Okay, D1 hasn't updated theirs yet. Let me see. Warren Nolan. See if that's real time. Yeah, Ole Miss is 16. All right, let me get you a corrected West Virginia strength of schedule. 111. So their non-conference strength of schedule was in the 200s. Their strength of schedule is 111th. And they're, with an RPI of 23, set to host a regional. They've played 8 quad 1 games total. Ole Miss has 14 quad 1 wins. West Virginia's in line to host, and Ole Miss is not. It's rather insane. Having Morris, McCausland, Calhoun, and Spencer still available the rest of the weekend is huge. Yes, it is. How bad is Missouri? They didn't even try to win this weekend. 2 of their starting weekend guys aren't pitching this weekend just to have them ready for the SEC tournament. Weird situation there. But, yeah, they stink out loud. South Carolina came from behind and walked off LSU. Paul Mainieri looked depressed even in victory. Paul Mainieri still figuring out how to lose games for LSU. Fans on message boards can't even enjoy a win over No. 6 Auburn. Ridiculous. Oh, man. Just avoid those on game days as much as possible. I know that there are a lot of really good things about message boards and the people on them and stuff like that, but there is, there's no reason to log on to message board during games because you will never get, you'll never get anything good. Didn't think there was much to complain about in isolation. Fans should be happy about tonight. Need to build on it, which they haven't done yet. Absolutely. Not having to use Mason Morris really bodes well for the prospects of winning the series. No kidding. Yeah, and see, RPI being 17th but 10th in the SEC is problematic for hosting. They're just going to spread the love. It's stupid. Very stupid. But that's what they're going to do. That's just simply what they're going to do. So, odds that Tennessee and Arkansas fight or have a dugout clearing confrontation at some point this weekend? Oh, it's 100% happening. Here's one. Bianco is a loser, needs to be fired because he doesn't have the dignity to quit. They just won their 15th SEC game. Auburn is No. 6 in the country, No. 2 in the RPI. You just watch them win 9-2, and that's what you send here? That's what you send here? Come on, man. There's maybe a time for those conversations. It's not right now, and it's certainly not phrase that way. Elliott's pickoff move is so good, there can't be a pitcher better in the nation at doing that. I mean, it's, and that's another thing that Mangrum has brought. Heard some talk about 16 and 14, then winning some in Hoover for a host, but you're not buying it. I'm not buying it either. Not at all. Too many cooks. Arkansas just left the bases loaded down four. I haven't really been watching it, to be honest with you. I did see that apparently Tony Vitello kind of got angry earlier, which day that ends and why. So irritating to look back on so many missed opportunities just to have one or two games back for Ole Miss to safely host. I mean, had a lead in the ninth against Tennessee and Arkansas, swinging the bat away from winning the series against Mississippi State. So on and so on and so on. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. But you're exactly right. This is what this team's ceiling is, very, very, very high. You do not want to see Ole Miss as your two seed. RPI gives me a bigger headache than BCS. No kidding, man. I mean, it's just if you're going to use it, then use it. If you're going to use it, use it. But when you compare these resumes, like West, but let's see. Let me find West Virginia again. I mean, if you compare these resumes, now West Virginia does not have a quad one or quad four loss. They're 12-0. Ole Miss is 12-1. Maybe that's the differentiator. West Virginia, again, 8 quad one games. They're 4-4. Ole Miss has won 14 of them. They're 14-13. The RPI is better. Ole Miss's strength of schedule is 10. West Virginia's is 111. Ole Miss's non-conference RPI is better. Their non-conference strength of schedule is better. It's the resume is completely and totally across the board better, and yet there they are. Losing to State is frustrating as well as the Carolina and Oklahoma series, but I think anyone would have signed up for 15-13 with two games left. Every single person would have taken where they are right now. Every single person. No doubt. No doubt. I hate to do this. I'm exhausted, guys. I'm going to go. It's late. But I appreciate you being here. I know it's a bit of a shorter one, but just wanted to bring you guys something. So a few post-game thoughts and a little bit of live chat. But, yes, that quad four loss, I believe, is – I think you're right. It is Kids Day is what that quad four loss is. Michael Jordan meme. Them kids. But we'll be back on Sunday. Talk whatever happens over the next 2 days and then the SEC tournament. And looking forward to doing that with you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.